We'll be raising our glasses with Lucas and Lawrence to celebrate 2019. Triangle Liquors and Trail Inn Liquors will be popping the sparkling wine. To ring in the year, give us a call, 769-9577, and join the conversation as Lucas and Lawrence walk us through the operations of their liquor stores and have a chance to win a gift card from Triangle Liquors or Trail Inn Liquors and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. It's time for Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, this Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. And have a happy and safe new year. It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Hey, good afternoon, Northwest Indiana. Good afternoon, region. Good afternoon to all those people in the Chicago area that's kind of bordering Indiana. We're here this week on 89.1 FM, WLPR, Lakeshore Public Radio, with Let's Eat. We have some special guests to help bring in the new year and talk about spirits and wines and beers. And me and Sharon have actually sampled some of them already.
Yeah, and all things as it should be.
And some of the girls from the office came in, and they tried them out, too. And they were really good. So far, they're really good. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I could see my wife liking one of them right now.
Oh,
the,
really?
The eggnog one looked really good.
Oh, the eggnog one.
So how are things going, Sharon?
Things are good.
How was Christmas?
If Christmas was really good.
Was it
really
good?
Really good, yeah.
No snow, though. I didn't think it was that good.
No. Do you think that like White Christmas is like over-romanticized?
Well, I think...
I mean, because it's okay with me. I mean, if it's not always white.
I think it has to be white.
You think so?
I like that snow.
I do kind of like it,
and you know what?
Too.
It helps business, too.
Oh, how's that?
I think people, when they see the snow falling, it just kind of like brings back cozy feelings and the feeling that they got to go window shopping and get to the stores. And snow's easier to walk around in compared to rain.
Oh, certainly.
You know,
yeah,
it's
that's
pleasant
true.
Looking.
That's
Even
true.
In a restaurant, when it starts snowing, it seems like the foot traffic picks up. And I think the malls like it, too.
Kind of like pressing your nose up against the window in A Christmas Story.
Or putting your
like
tongue
that.
On a pole. You know?
There you go. Yeah, exactly. That's the Indiana thing to do.
You know, what's bad is it happens every year. It snows during Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then it goes away. Uh-huh. And Christmas is becoming warmer.
And then all the time, early February, we get walloped that one last time.
Yeah, and now right now it's blustery outside and it's like terrible. So what we did is we brought a couple of fellas in here from the Triangle Liquors and from Trail Inn Liquors out of Valparaiso to warm us up with some of their spirits for the New Year's. So we're going to talk all about spirits and some of the good things they have in their establishment. So. Let's meet them.
Yeah, so glad you're here, guys.
Yeah. So we got Lucas Eleftheri, right?
Correct.
Okay, and we got his brother Lawrence, and they are owners of the Triangle and Trail Inn Liquors, and it's the home of premium wines, spirits, and beers. And really, I went on the website, cool-looking places, seems like they have a lot to offer, and they brought in some samples. So I'd like to say, how you guys doing?
Good, doing well.
So, briefly, so everyone gets to know you guys a little bit, just tell us a little bit. We can start with you, Lucas, and then we'll go to Lawrence. A little background about yourself. Personal, a little bit. Not too personal, but a little bit.
Yeah, well, as I pointed out.
Oh, wait, before you get going, folks, listeners, call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call. And you know what? The guys will give you a gift card to Trail Inn Liquors or Triangle Liquors out of Valparaiso, and then I'm going to throw in a gift card for Chef Nick Seedery. So basically, you can come and get dinner, then you can run over there and get, I don't know, a little bit of wine for afterwards with you and your date. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great little present.
Yeah, I just took a picture of the guys. I'm going to put you guys on our Facebook page with permission, if that's okay. And maybe you could write down your last name so I could get it
this
right.
This is my better side, though.
So I got your good side.
Oh, this side. Yeah.
So again, folks, call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577 and get yourself a gift card, and I'll get right back to you, Lucas. So give us a little history about yourself.
Well, as I pointed out earlier, I graduated from Lew Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Not Maryville, as my brother finished there. Basically, I started off in Gary, grew up there. We moved there I think I was 20 when we moved to Crown Point.
Mm-hmm.
And then left Crown Point and when I bought the store because the drive time while we were open, I was working from, I was getting there 6 in the morning, leaving there 1 in the morning, and that extra half hour each way sleep was
yeah.
was desirable. So that's when I moved to Crown Point, to Valparaiso.
Uh-huh.
But I was at U.S. Steel to begin with when I graduated the walls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was there for up until the big layoff in 83.
Yeah.
And then I was off work for about 2 years.
I remember that. My brother was, he was, I guess you call him a scab. They would put him on the trains and sneak him into the mill so he would work. I remember that clearly. That, and I remember that because I was in college at that time, and I had a part-time job in the mill. And because of all that, I just went back.
Well, I wish I knew you guys then. No, I couldn't get a job. Nobody wanted to hire anybody from U.S. Steel because they worried that, you know, they call you back. It was good money. And then you work a little bit, and the next you know, you're going back to the mill.
Right.
But that was a long layoff. And so I basically what we did is I bought a job.
Yeah, you know, right.
Being we used to DJ, I was really looking for more of a club, restaurant-type atmosphere. That's what we were looking for. But back then, everybody was hurting.
Yeah.
Times were bad back then, and most of the rest, the bars with the restaurants weren't doing too well.
Right.
And it wasn't really, didn't have the money really to get in it properly back then.
So let's talk to your twin here. And he's not your twin, but Lawrence. And Lawrence is actually, you're both friends of mine.
Yep.
We've known each other for years. And Lawrence is a fellow graduate of Maryville. He graduated in 1980, just like me. Yep. A very smart man. I remember him in school. Lawrence, I remember you like in my history course. And you were on it. And I remember you when we went to church and we were in Sunday school. And you and there was another guy, Jim Zimbillets. You guys seemed to know the Bible back and forth. So very smart
really?
Man. Yeah, very smart guy here. And give us a little history about yourself there.
I don't think you would think I was that smart if you were in my algebra class. But no, after graduating from Maryville, I went on to Indiana University and graduated from there. And then the next 32 years I spent in retail working with Kohl's and JCPenney and management. And after 32 years of that, 2.5 years ago, I decided I was ready to take an early retirement from running. Actually, I was the manager of the JCPenney here in the South.
You were the big
South
guy.
Mall.
You were the head honcho.
So actually, I just kind of talked to Lucas. He's actually the owners of the business. And I said, I'm looking at getting out. Can you use a stock guy just to help you out in one of your businesses? Because, you know, obviously I wanted to keep busy after I took my early retirement. So he took me on, and it's been a crash course because I'm not much of a drinker, but I learned quite a bit from him and my godson, Michael, his son, who's eventually going to take over the businesses, and had a lot of fun there the last couple of years.
Well, it was the perfect timing because I just purchased the permit in Michigan City.
Uh-huh.
When he told me, it was like somebody upstairs knew what was going on, and it kind of worked out.
You know, we'll touch on some of your past life that influenced me as a kid, and it's a memory that's locked in my brain, is you guys used to spin records. You guys were like one of the hottest disco guys around. You guys used to, it was called L&L Mobile Disco to Go. And to this day, if I mention it, people know. And that's why the lead-in song was KC and the Sunshine Band, is because when I think of you guys and the fun you guys brought to me, I mean, back then, people danced, but it was like getting away from the 50s and 60s, and suddenly the disco era came in.
Yeah.
But being Greeks, we're all Greeks, we always listened to the Greek bands, and they never knew how to play American music. But then you guys came along and just changed the scene. So how long were you guys DJs for?
That's 16 years, I think. We started in 70. Well, you bought the equipment in 78.
And then, so really 79 is when we really started rolling.
And then once he really got the business going, and he had a child, he kind of went away for a while, and I was
he was pretty much doing it once
it
I bought the store.
But
in 85,
I think we did our last booking in 93, 94. So we did it for about 16 years. And it's kind of funny, every now and then someone will come in the liquor store and say, "You played for my wedding."
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
you know what the whole thing is?
Life.
It's a lost art because they don't spin albums anymore. Everything's pre-programmed. Mm. And the guy gets on there, says something, and, you know, it's all pre-programmed. Back then, it was like you can go up to him and say, hey, Lawrence, can you play me, you know, this song, you know, Boogie Nights or whatever, and you guys would, you know, well, that, fit it in, stuff like that.
That became my role. He was spinning, and I was getting the requests and getting the albums out and setting it up so he can slide them in. So it was basically what did him. He pretty much took over the spinning.
Yeah.
He was the artist at that point on, and I was just doing the managing type
thing. Well, I will tell you this. It was great memories, and I talk about it all the time. It was great memories. So you had your business since, what, 85, you said?
Yes, August of 85.
That makes you fairly young to be owning a business, isn't it?
I guess.
I mean, you graduated in what?
77.
Yeah, that's fairly young to have your first business. Wasn't it kind of scary?
Actually, it wasn't. Yeah, I didn't even know how to work a register back then. But, you know, straight from the mill into something like that. But, you know, actually, I wasn't. I don't know why. I wasn't.
Young and dumb?
Yeah, kind of maybe. I don't know. But I wasn't. I figured it couldn't get any, you know, being laid off all that time and stuff like that. I figured, and we're living there, no employees.
Right.
So the worst kind of happen is I lost my initial investment, so which wasn't, you know.
And at that time, did you have, you had a child and all that kind of
stuff? No,
that you're came later.
The reason, actually, I don't even know if my wife knows this, but I started dating her and I said, you know, I can't, how could I ask someone to marry me if I don't have even a job? So, you know, so basically that's why I was looking really hard to buy something. And that's how we ended up. The liquor store was supposed to be temporary until I could find the club we wanted to buy and then get my brother involved and we could spin records, cook food, and the things we love to do.
Yeah.
But when I bought the liquor store, next thing you know, here it is 33 years later, we're still in the liquor store. But I bought that because I figured, you know, I got to have a job. No way I'm going to go up to her parents and marry this woman unless I have something to. I'm not gonna have her supporting me. You know.
Well, that's a great story. Weird. I mean, you know. Sometimes it kind of happened with me. You kind of out of a job and you're backed up, and you say, "Well, you almost have to create your own job sometimes."
That's what.
That's kind of the American way sometimes.
Yeah, bought a job. That's what I tell people.
He was very fortunate too that the previous owner just really didn't care, mismanaged the business, so there was really tremendous opportunity, which he capitalized right away on. So, I mean, immediately he saw quite a bit of growth and really made some good partnerships with the university back then, the fraternities.
Yeah, back then it was different.
When you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's where we expanded, because that seemed like people pay more attention to the university, and they didn't, but we looked at the general public too.
Right.
So, and it was already set up for the university kids with what we had. We just increased what we had to get the older people in for things they were looking for.
Folks, join the conversation, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And try to get a gift card from Trail Inn and Triangle Liquors. The owners are here in the studio. And a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery. And you're listening to 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Okay, why the two names? Why is one Triangle and one Trail Inn? And well, then, okay,
actually, at
and
one
why
time,
the
it was four different names at one time. I bought that store in 85. And then a gentleman named Larry Brown had a store on the other end of town. And J.B. Spears got shut down for tax evasion or different things like that. And that permit became available. So two of us went in together and we bidded on it, and we won the bid. And so we came up with the name Triangle Liquors for that store because, you know, obviously we weren't going to call it Oakhurst, which was his store at the time, and mine was Trail Inn. And he happened to look at the map and saw that the three stores formed
a triangle.
So that's how we came up with Triangle Liquors. It was nothing, you know, nothing hidden meaning behind the name or anything like that. So that's how we ended up with three different names. And then we bought a store in Highland and had a different partner in that one, which ended up with a different name also.
Huh.
So that's how we ended up. And then my partner eventually went into a different business, and I bought him out. So that's how we ended up with four different names for four different liquor stores, which was fine because I kind of like people not knowing that I was involved in all four stores anyways. It was kind of...
Because they're trying to, like at Walmart, they're trying to return this over at the other place or something like that.
At that time, it was good, you know, that's how we end up with the four different names.
Okay, you're out of job and everything. Why a liquor store? Why that?
That was the easiest thing at that time for me to get into with the money I had.
Really?
That was the easiest job to buy at that time. I mean, I tried getting jobs everywhere, and I just, I don't know, I wasn't too old, but it just, I was a factory worker, basically. Mm-hmm. So maybe the qualifications to get limited me at certain type of jobs. Even though I was involved in Nick's Produce.
Yeah.
Worked there. I think we all started there.
Yeah.
And that was...
Not my produce. It was your uncle, wasn't it?
Yes.
Very, very well-known produce company. Yes. It was over on 38th.
Yeah,
and then it moved over to Merivale.
80th, yeah.
And it was basically like your import shop and a produce place. So you can go there
cheeses
and get
and
pastas and fetas and olives, but you also can get good produce.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And if you were a young Greek kid, you always started your job. That was your first job.
Yeah. The start there.
Oh, that's cool.
75 cents an hour.
Yeah, there.
So it's like a big marketplace.
It's like what we would consider a Mediterranean market of today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it had really good produce. It's before the supermarkets really carried the really good high-end stuff. It'd be tough to do that type of business in today's day and age, but it worked back then.
Yeah, it did, because nowadays, like you said, the supermarkets are so large, and they devote so much to just making things look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And being a small guy, you're getting it in fresh, but the supermarkets, they just get it in a little bit cheaper because they have,
Oh, they're getting it from all over the country, and they're getting it, like you said, far cheaper.
So you brought in a couple of items, and we're just going to touch on one right now. And the one I like, and my wife Karen would just love, is this Christian Brothers eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that a little bit. I felt like it had, you can tell I'm talking fast because I was drinking it, but it felt like it had a little bit of a banana flavor to it, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's probably me. It's probably I ate a gyros at the restaurant and I came here.
Does.
I don't know. But what is it? What is it? What makes it give it a kick and all that kind of stuff?
Well, basically, the kick is every eggnog is not always the same. They're actually the ones I would like to brought you, they're already out of stock. This is the last one we had in stock.
Folks, they spent time to come in here, and this is probably their busiest time of the year.
I know. Everybody looked at us. We were nuts. You're going, where, when, now? Anyways, that particular eggnog has brandy in it.
Okay.
So that's what you're getting.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because Christian Brothers is actually they're known for their brandies. And that one has brandy in it. But most of your eggnogs will combine alcohols. Like one of the Pennsylvania Dutch, I think, is brandy, rum, and whiskey.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Some are just whiskey, but a lot of them will combine the brandy and rum or brandy and whiskey.
I thought it was just rum. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought it was, just rum.
I think that was originally maybe the true eggnog was with rum. My mom made it.
Mm-hmm.
She did it with rum.
Yeah.
If you look at the labels, the other ones, they do combine the alcohols. So
well, we have a caller. We have Shay on the line. Shay, do you put rum in your eggnog?
I do.
I bet you if you had this stuff, you would throw yours away and drink it straight out of the bottle without even a glass.
You know what? I had a question. I have to have gluten-free items, so rum is gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know a lot of beers aren't, but my question for him was, does he have a variety of like gluten-free beers? I know Angry Orchard is around, but I'm looking for different stuff.
We do carry quite a few gluten-free beers at both stores.
Awesome.
My wife actually is gluten intolerant.
That's right. I remember her coming to the restaurant.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we ate it. We eat it Nick so often. Her sister's also gluten intolerant, my neighbor. So we're really familiar. We've been dealing with it for about 18, 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
We do have a section with a good variety of, now you can even get IPAs, you can get lagers, ales, red beers, all gluten-free. So there's quite a few options now but again, that's the fringe items that in a smaller liquor store, you're not quite as likely to find. But because our stores are quite large, we do devote a section strictly to gluten-free.
So do you categorize them together, like the whiskeys? I mean, because are whiskeys gluten-free? I mean, I don't know.
No.
No.
Technically, no.
We do have some gluten-free vodkas, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There are some vodkas,
let me ask
rums.
You this. What's your wife's favorite beer? Like, if I went there, what would she recommend?
That's gluten-free, of course.
That's gluten-free.
There's a couple. One we get out of a distributor out of Indianapolis, and actually my wife doesn't drink beer, so I go off of what her sister drinks.
Okay.
The distributor's in Indianapolis, but actually it's gluten beer. It's called
Gluten.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually They come in a lager because she doesn't care for the strong IPAs, which tend to be hoppy. But, it all depends on how you like your beer. We can get it to you nice and hoppy and strong with a higher alcohol content or more like drinking a Miller Lite.
So Let me ask you this, Lawrence. If they came in, do you sell any of that like by the bottle? Like say they walked in and in your refrigerator, can you do that? I don't know. Can you sell a bottle of beer cold?
We do that with a lot of our craft beers because our craft beers tend, some of them have a premium price point. We do break them down into individuals, and we do that
that's good to know.
Yeah, so all our gluten-free beers, for the most part, if you wanted to try just a can, we have a section where it's Bill the Six, where you can get
Really?
Oh, that's nice.
That is a cool,
you
know,
buy it, and then you don't like it, then you're stuck with it.
That's a great idea, Bill the Six. I like that.
We started in 1985.
Really? You're way ahead of time, way ahead of things.
We had a cooler, especially with 200 different imported beers for people to try.
Wow.
In singles.
Well, Shay, we're going to send you out a coupon to
Triangle
Liquors and Trail Inn Liquors, the home of premium wine, spirits, and beers, and a coupon out for Chef Nick's Eatery.
Fill your cart.
You know what? Her address is Valparaiso, so she's
right around
the corner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks a lot, Shay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
A lot of people don't realize.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
That's right, folks. Shay called. See how easy it was. Get a nice little gift card. Try out the Trail Inn or the Triangle Liquor Stores. It gives you a chance to get into the front door. You're here listening to us on WLPR 89.1 FM, and we're on Lakeshore Public Radio 769-9577. And Lucas, you were about ready to say something before we cut you off.
Oh, no, that's sorry. The gluten thing, we started doing that back in the mid-90s because
that's way ahead of the time.
Well, we knew it was very few beers back then. It was like three or four, but because we ran across somebody that had it back then. It was a customer. Actually, her husband delivered my boys.
Oh, so it's a doctor.
So anyways, he put me on the search for it, and that's how we found it. But a lot of people don't realize you're better tequilas.
Uh-huh.
And you can have also because they don't pour. The cheap ones, to make them cheap, they add in grain alcohol or whatever. So as long as they steal with a good quality tequila and rum, they won't have those.
So the worm's gluten-free, isn't it?
That hasn't bothered me.
Well, since we're talking about beer, what's your most popular seller? Is it just the domestics? I mean, you're in Valpo over there. You got the college. And so you got more of a hipster crowd. You got a lot of microbreweries around there.
I'll tell you, when we started in 85, imports were the thing. We had 200-300 different kind of imported beers. It totally changed towards microbrews and local beers. And my brother would tell you better than that because he's the one that does the ordering for that. But that has really taken off about back in the late 90s, I think, is when it really started taking off. And he'd give you a better idea. I don't even know what we have anymore.
Yeah, Lawrence, how many varieties do you have of just microbreweries you sell?
Well, the craft beers, we've counted as many as 750 at any given time.
Really?
So we've devoted quite a few more square footage to that the last couple years. And, you'll read some publications and they'll tell you that that's started trending down, but we haven't seen it in this part of the country here, at least in northwest Indiana. We're still bringing on new beers every single week, and the customers... It's almost like you have that wine aficionado. You have that beer aficionado now who comes in and he's looking for that craft beer. And some of it carries a pretty premium price. And then there's no ceiling that we found yet on craft beers. They're really good ones. The customers are willing to pay for it.
So you did so like Figure Eight Brewery, get any of their stuff, or Crown Brewery? And
we try and dedicate as much space to the local breweries. So we've got breweries out of Griffith, Dyer, Hammond, Michigan City, Crown Point, Maryville. And then we also try and cater in quite a bit from Michigan. Mm-hmm. We have a couple doors in our cooler and then quite a bit of space on the shelves devoted to it also.
Do you have your own local section?
We try and group as many of them as we can local because, you know, we get a lot where I went to this brewery or I went to this, and so they come in looking for specific things also.
I went to 18th Street once, and they had a one that had 16% alcohol volume in there. It was called Saturday, I think. It wasn't even available, but it was listed on the board.
You can get some with some pretty high alcohol.
Now, let me ask you, since there's such a saturation, are you finding that any of them are falling off? Are they all pretty much staying in business?
What is slowly decreasing in its nationwide is your mainstream domestic beers.
Really?
The craft is definitely tied into that. And what they've done is they've gotten really creative in that you can get beer now that is aged in wine barrels, that's aged in bourbon barrels, that you can get beer with just about any flavor, chocolate, hazelnut, mango, you name it, they'll make it into a beer nowadays. So the variety is widespread. When you get the barrel-aged ones, they tend to have that higher alcohol content, so that, you know, your really hearty beer drinkers are going into that. But then you can get a nice Radler that's got, you know, citrus raspberry, you know, lemonade type of things, too.
That's crazy. So yeah, no more PBR, right?
PBR is making a little bit of a comeback.
Actually, I use that in my beer batter. Go ahead.
I do like PBR.
Yeah.
You can get it in bottles.
So, of course, you know, at the Triangle and the Trail and liquor stores, you can get kegs.
Just trailing.
Trailing, we have kegs, yeah.
Okay.
We have a specific, we have a cooler just for kegs there.
Okay.
We have a pretty large selection.
How about the pony? They still have that pony out there, the pony kegs?
There's even one a little bit smaller now.
Really?
The 1.6 barrels with most goes of the microbreweries.
Goes in a backpack?
There's one like that, too.
But you guys offer, the rentals and for the taps and all that kind. So you're pretty much full service for things like that. So kind of give us a little walkthrough of you're established, you come in, because somebody says that you have a pretty great selection of wines.
Yeah, that's actually something that we early on started on too, mainly the wines. When I first got in the business in 85, your California section was like 4 feet. The rest of the wines were French, Italian, you know, and German. Mm-hmm. And that's what's changed a lot now. Our store, I would say, almost half, about a third to half the store is wines.
Wow.
On the right side of the triangle when you walk in. Trail in, the same thing, the whole center of the store is wines. And it's a bigger variety of wines now from all over the world. And they all seem to kind of trend sometimes. You know, different ones would be hotter. Australian was very hot for a long time. Chile was hot for a long time. It does move and change, and it's very, very... I don't know what actually drives them. Maybe I think the restaurants, for one, help drive certain types of wines.
And are you getting local wines, like from Anderson Winery or anything like that?
Well,
or
Anderson, or how about Butler Wine? But we do have a lot of local...
Running Vine, anything like that?
We have a lot of local wines, and from Michigan, Indiana, we have some Missouri wines. We do have a lot of wines, regional wines. It's not as many as people would like, because they find all these little wineries in their travel.
From doing this show, that's a area that's like building, the winemaking... You know, the wineries are built where the breweries, I don't know if they're peaked yet. It's amazing how many microbreweries are around here. But I'm noticing, and they got their own community, and now the wineries are like starting to build up, and they're growing their own grapes or buying them in. And you know what? We got to get to a caller. We got two of them on the line. First, we're going to talk to Deanne. I can't read. I can't even read Greek.
You can't read. English. I can't write.
He's been holding the one bottle in his right arm.
You have a question for the brothers?
I do have a question. I'm having a hard time finding a Blanton bourbon, I believe.
Yes.
Have you heard this?
Everybody
you've had this question.
Probably about a year ago, we could order as much Blantons as we want.
Wait, what is that?
It's a bourbon.
Okay, it's a bourbon. Okay.
You could order 10 cases and you would get it. And then all of a sudden, I think the state of Kentucky is just really limiting the amount that goes out. And we're lucky if we get a case a month, six bottles a month.
Oh, really?
Back in 85, I carried Blantons. That was your top bourbon back then, just about. There was a few others, too. And I think part of what's happening to the bourbon industry is a lot of it's getting exported out too.
Okay.
So they're just not.
It's Putin.
Nobody's supposed to know that.
Well, they can get top dollar if they export it.
You know, it's strange because I can't think that because like your Pappy's. I once was searching online, out of idea what was going on with it. We were out of it and looking on what's going on with pricing and stuff. And I found it in England, in London, where my cousins live. I almost told them to get as much as they can. It was cheaper there. You know, you could pick it up for $80 a bottle, the 20-year bag over there.
Wow.
So I don't know if they're actually getting more money sending it. Now, I know in Asian markets they're getting top dollars over there. But, so I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's a prestige thing to have your product all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I think why not raise your prices here in this country since you have people supporting your brands for the past 20, 30 years.
So you're a bourbon drinker, huh?
Well, me?
No.
Well,
yeah.
I like it occasionally, but I've...
How do you drink it? Over ice with some cocoa in it? I mean...
Just ice and then leave it melt down a little.
little chips. There's nothing wrong with that. It kicks up the bouquet and...
Is that what that does?
You put a little bit of ice in there, there's nothing wrong with that.
So have you ever been out to the Triangle or Trail Inn Liquors?
No, I haven't, but, I've kind of been on a search for this bourbon itself, I guess because it's so hard to find.
They
say you need to be on a waiting list in the liquor store.
Well, we don't do that. When it comes in, we put it on the shelf, and you happen to be lucky when you're walking in. Last week, Tuesday, it was crazy. We ended up with Blanton's, Weller, the 12-year Weller, the antique. We even got, was it Stag, I think, show up? And we put it on the shelf on Tuesday. And because of social media, the first person that walked in saw it, took a picture of it. And all of a sudden, I thought it was Christmas. For 2 hours, we were at the register nonstop. Everybody wiped out everything we had.
Wow.
And it was through social media. So, unfortunately, even our regular customers, if they don't get the chance to get the product, because one person comes in, and we only allowed them one bottle.
Wow.
And we let them one bottle, and we still ran out within amount of time. The idea about Blanton's, we used to keep, they started limiting it about 5 years ago. So what I did is when it was no limit on it, I would stock my back room out whether I needed it or not. With like 10, 15, 20 cases, whatever, we put it back there. As long as they let me order it, I would put it back there. And we ran out of that supply, I think it was the beginning of summer. Because we started limiting one bottle, and we went through that, and we're in the same situation now because people found out we had it. Well, the reason why we had it is I took my money and put it all
in
bourbons.
Yeah, let go.
And when they didn't have a limit in the warehouse of what they can put out, and there was plenty in stock back then because we saw what was going on, we were loading up our back room with Blanton's. And now we're just like everybody else. We have to wait for it to come in the door.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send Deanne a gift card to the Trail Inn and the Triangle Liquor and one to Chef Nick's Eatery. And you'll be seeing that in the mail in a couple weeks. And you have to go in there and visit them. They have really, really nice stores, very clean, and a lot of variety. And
a lot of good bourbons that people don't know about.
There you go. And they give suggestions too, Deanne.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay.
I look forward to that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great new year.
Great. Thank you. You too.
Sharon, who else we got on the line there?
Caleb. Here, let's get him. Here.
You got him?
Yeah, we got
Caleb?
Him.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's up,
Hi,
man?
Caleb.
Hey, I would just first love to give a shout out to Billy, who works the Trail Inn.
Oh, God.
My favorite. And I look forward to coming in there and seeing him.
So it's a love or hate relationship with Billy.
Oh, one of your employees?
Yeah.
I walk in, I feel very lost in the aisles and aisles of wines. And I mean, you guys have the best selection of wines. But for somebody who is just now getting into porters, I was looking at what's a good suggestion for a good port wine?
Oh, ports. Oh, okay. You know that most people think you gotta just do Portuguese ports, but actually there's some good Australian as well, and there's starting to be some real nice ports coming out of California. I myself, you're talking around Portugal, I haven't found a bad port yet. Every port I open, I seem to like. It's just different quality levels. But I tell you, if depending on your pocketbook, there's always something that's close. Like, if you ever had any of the Juarez 10-year or 20-year. They're a little bit smaller bottle, but they're really, it's really nice. And there's one from Australia. It's by, oh my gosh, my mind's going blank. It's a Ben Port, but it's made by a big winery down there. Oh, I'm going blank. It'll come to me later on. But there is there's even one from St. Julian, a local winery in Michigan, that they make a nice port too, a Catherine port that people seem to really like.
So which store do you visit?
I visit both actually fairly frequently, although I will say that I do frequent Trail Inn a little bit more than I do Triangle. But both those stores, honestly, if I'm in there and I'm indecisive, I know I can walk into Triangle or I can walk into Trail Inn and something will catch my eye, and especially at Trail Inn because you guys have those bright orange and bright green stickers with your sales, and those catch my eye, and so sometimes I'll be drawn to the whiskey aisle. I actually tried a bottle of, it was a Japanese bourbon, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Most of the Japanese whiskeys tend to be more towards the Scotch side, but they do have some are also. You should talk to Michael when you go in there about those. He's more in tune with the Japanese whiskey.
So what we're going to do is going to send you out a coupon for Trail Inn and Triangle Liquors, the home of premium wine and spirits and beers, and a gift card for Chef Nick Cedery. Does that sound okay to you?
That sounds fantastic.
You know what?
You, wonderful New Year.
You know what? You have a good New Year, and you better be safe. You keep going in and out of those liquor stores.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Do you have sake? Do you guys have sake?
Oh, sure. Yeah, oh, okay. About eight different kinds.
So many different kinds. We have Mary on the line. Hello, Mary.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? Now, I know.
Doing great.
What question you have for the two brothers here, the Lefetheri brothers?
Well, so I just want to say that I love your liquor stores. You guys have an awesome.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Fine drinker. So I appreciate everything that you guys keep in stock and how you always have new stuff available. So my question is related to that. Do you guys have any wine tastings or dinners planned for the upcoming year yet?
That's a good question. Do you do wine tastings?
Oh, yes.
We do three major large charity tastings. We do one in the spring. It's May 18th. It's a Saturday. And that one will be for children's charities. And usually we have about 300 people at that event. We have one in the fall, and that one will be for the puppies. It's at Lakeshore Paws.
Okay.
And then in the middle of summer, through Valpo Events, we do a very large one that's about 1,200 people.
Wow.
Now, that event is just wines, and we do a lot of local wines at that one as well, and we try and get as many. Every year we're adding wineries to that. The one in the fall and spring is liquor, spirits, wine, and beers. The one we just had this past November 9th, we had 285 items for people to try, and it's also included food. You get to have appetizers, have a little bit of drink, try some appetizers, and we have knowledgeable people there. So it's a good way of learning, like the person who liked ports. It's a good way of learning products, trying things without having to buy them and then find out you don't like them. The dates is May 18th, July, I think 25th is the outdoor one. And October 18th, I think, is the other one. The wine dinners we don't pretty much do anymore because my favorite chef, my two favorite chefs, no longer have locations to do them around Valpo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just there's no venue that will do it on a Saturday night for us.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to do them on Tuesdays and Thursdays through the restaurants, and it's hard to get people. Only lawyers and doctors I can get out on during the week. I don't know why that is.
So, Mary, he gave you some dates. He gave you some events. Now you got something to do over the, in the summertime.
Absolutely.
And you get some good tasting of some good wines.
Yeah.
So which one of the two do you go to more? Is it the Triangle or the Trail?
I actually go to both of them.
Oh,
it
wow.
It just depends on which side of town That's, I'm on.
There you go. Well, we're going to send you gift cards to it's good for either one of them, and a gift card to Chef Nick Cedery.
You know,
okay, sounds great.
What I'd recommend to everyone is just we have Facebook pages for both stores. Go and like them. And we post all the latest information in regards to tastings, events that we have, and also whenever we get new craft beers in, new bourbons. It's just a great way to know what's flowing into the stores. So check us out there, and you'll get the latest information.
I was looking online for a website. You guys have a website, or yes. Is it through everything through Facebook? Or?
Well,
I think it's through the Facebook.
It's mainly through Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's we got about 15 minutes left of the show. Call 769-9577. Time is flying by. Get a chance to get a gift card from Triangle or Trail Inn Liquors, Premium Wine and Spirits and Beers. You're joining us here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're sitting here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick.
Yeah. I was going to ask, so with the, you know, the uprising, the popularity of the microbrews and, you know, the camaraderie that they seem to have, are you guys friends with them and network with them? I'm sure that they're probably clamoring to get their product in your store.
I mean, do you have face-to-face or is it always a distributor and that's it?
It's funny how they first start out. I mean, they'll come into your store with their product and please try it, you know, give us a try. And we're very open to supporting local breweries. You know, we want to support them as they, you know, we get a lot of local support, obviously, too. And I know at least in Triangle, where I work most of the time, I've got a couple guys who go out to all these breweries. So, I mean, they've got a lot of knowledge and... they come in and they say, yeah, this is stuff you want to carry. And we tend to get very good face-to-face service with them. And then when they start to get a little bit bigger, you know, some of them have picked up a distributor like Devil's Trumpet, who now works out of Indiana Bev. But they beat the pavement, these guys, when they're trying to get their product into retail establishments.
We had Chris on from Devil's Trumpet. He came on. He was on the show. He was a really nice guy.
Great service. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, on the wine selection, because I like to cook, do you give any suggestions on how to pair wine with food or how to use the wine to cook? And then we'll get over to this... what is it? What's this called again?
That's a Schomburg. It's a black raspberry liqueur.
The liqueur that I tried that delicious. I can see making a reduction on it and putting it over something.
I brought it for the champagne, but you got half the bottle gone already.
It's not me. It's the girls in the office.
Well, that's true. Right. We got to get them back here.
But do you do that? I mean, do you have like menu cards or something like that?
I know at Trail Inn, I have a large sign tells you how to pair. We try and help with them, too. And there's so many new products now. And winemakers change the way they do their products now because it's amazing. Like, you'll never think, have you ever had an Australian Shiraz?
No.
Okay, it's like drinking a Cabernet. Kind of. It's not a light wine, but with chocolate. You never would realize it goes well with chocolate. You would never know that. First wine person that told me that, I look at them, and then the Caring Place did a chocolate tasting, and I sent someone there with Shiraz to pour. And they pair it with the chocolates, and it went well. Wow. So we're learning every day ourselves. So, but I do have a Triangle. I have a gentleman there named Rob, that if he's very in tune. It's hard for me to keep up anymore, but he's very in tune with what's going on with the wines, and some of the spirits, but with the wines and how to pair, he's very good at that. And at Trail Inn, I would do my best to help you with that too. And we have charts there and things that we can look up to help you do that.
So let me ask you this, Lawrence. Do you guys have any suggestions for, like, infusing things? Like, say you take peaches and put it with Absolut, or I've heard of all kinds of things. What are some of the crazy things that people kind of infuse the liquor into?
Well, I don't know if you would call it crazy, but a lot of people have done cucumbers and cilantro, and you would sit there and let it for 2 days sit in there, and they would infuse it with different kind of spirits. We have an Argentinian spirits. It's like a rum that they did that with, and it turned out to be a real nice cocktail. And it takes a couple days, and some people were impatient to wait that long, but but they actually pour some of these things at our events. So they'll do something, let it sit for a few days.
So that means the liquor picks up the flavor.
So a few days it can fully marry in a few days, like cilantro and
They put it in there and it gets in and infuses into the liquor and. You could try it. And then you can blend different spirits with different spirits.
Don't want to wait too, you can get it in almost any flavor. I mean, we had a customer come in and he wanted an artichoke liqueur, which I've never heard of.
I never heard of that.
And I called Michael, who does the ordering of the liqueur, and I said, you know, I've got a customer, here it is. And sure enough, and we ordered it in for him. So even if we don't carry it, and somebody's looking for something, if we can get it, we'll order it for them. We may not shelve it, mm-hmm. but, you know, we'll order it for them as long as they want it. But rutabaga liqueur, I mean, you name it, they make it.
I mean, crazy stuff out there.
Well, I just remember I went to Disney 1 year, and we're all sitting there in Disney with my daughter with her cheerleading and all this. And these guys are sitting there eating gummy bears. And I'm like, why are these gummies all slimy and stuff? I couldn't figure out. They're just eating them. Well, I didn't realize what they did was they got a big Ziploc bag and they threw a bunch of rum in there, and they let them sit for a couple of days as they turned them. So when you ate the gummies, you actually were eating the alcohol, so you got a buzz off of it. I mean,
there's people make them with alcohol in them.
Really?
Yeah. We have a great gal who works for us at Triangle, and she bakes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually brought us some rum balls. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she did that too.
Bourbon balls.
She made chocolate bourbon balls.
I've had those. They're delicious.
And she made it with Bullet bourbon. It was, I think, 130 proof. You eat one or two of those, and it's felt it. Oh, you tasted it.
See, I always thought when you cook the alcohol, it cooks out the alcohol.
When you're cooking, but not when you're baking.
Let me tell you a story. I got off Midnight's at the Mill, went home, and I saw this cake. And I love desserts.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister made this cake.
I can imagine what's going to happen
coming. It's 1 a.m. I see this big piece of cake, this cake there, and it says, give this cake to an alcoholic. And my sister had made the cake, I guess. You know, it had to be my sister. My mom's a very good baker. You know, so I cut it and tasted it and said, oh, my God. Well, my sister didn't know much about alcohol before we got to the store, and she made it with 151 rum.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So the higher proof definitely will affect the taste of your product. If you use a lower proof rum or lower proof liqueur, it blends in. You still get the taste of the liqueur, but the alcohol doesn't stand out as much.
Well,
did you get a buzz?
I didn't. I couldn't. This is one cake I had to put down.
Really? Yeah. It wasn't even because of the sugar.
I couldn't eat it.
Did you get a buzz from the rum balls or the bourbon balls?
I only had one, but you definitely
felt it.
You felt it. You tasted it. You got the burn.
Yeah.
I literally got the burn. I mean, and it started out, we were giving it to everyone to try, and the chocolate was really good. Then all of a sudden, they felt that burn come on. So I feel bad. I should have brought it. I still have it at home.
You know, we're getting down to the last, eight minutes. We're going to do is you need to tell us about what's in the future for Triangle and Trail Inn Liquors.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we bought a permit in Michigan City. So we were opening up a 9,000 square foot building in Michigan City. Hopefully, depending on what time the asphalt companies open up, March.
Oh, that's
right.
You got to wait for that.
Yeah, March or April, we'll be open up there.
And where Michigan City is going to be located?
It's on Franklin Street, not far off 94. It's right next to Panera Bread.
Oh.
And a new tire store opened on the other side of us. So it's going to be on the main drag.
And what is that one going to be called?
Triangle Liquors.
It is going to be called Triangle.
My son likes the name Triangle Liquors. He wants to sell any store we open from now on. It'll be called.
And square footage wise, is it going to be larger than the ones you have? Or
it'll be slightly larger than the Triangle and the in Valpo. The building would be about the same size as Trail Inn, but the retail space would be triple.
Are you thinking about doing something different in there that you don't do now?
We're going to follow. We got a good format going on. I think we're going to follow what we have at Triangle. My brother, he's really good at being JCPenney's all those years.
Right, like a merchandiser.
Right,
almost.
So we're going to go there. We're going to figure out the layout the best we can for the size building. You know, all three of us will be there at the beginning to get it running.
You know, real quick here, I know we're getting down to our last 5 minutes. Do you sell like the equipment, like stirrers, strainers, shakers? Do you do all that kind of stuff?
Not as popular as it used to be, a lot of the stuff, but we do have that stuff.
And your customer base, has it changed from 1985 to now? The clientele, are people more educated?
People are a lot more educated in the products. That's definitely true. That's definitely the difference between there and now. But we've had a very wide variety of people. We even have about 30, 40 churches that buy their spiritual wines from us.
Really?
It's we have a wide base of customers.
Since 85, I think it's changed a lot to where you have a lot more women now shopping for alcohol.
Okay.
I think they have a lot more options. And, you know, the liquor stores of today, you know, at least what we try and do is make them bright, clean.
Right.
Easy to shop.
Instead of dingy right. and dark like it used to be.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And there's so many flavor options, and it's not just the hardcore stuff. And not that we don't have women who enjoy that also, but I think it's more women that are shopping now than maybe 20, 30 years ago in a liquor store.
Seems like it's become more of a social thing, like to eat and to drink and to shop. I mean, it's always been social, obviously, but mm-hmm. these events that you guys talked about that you have, the tastings and stuff, mm-hmm. do you think that endears people, has them come in? It's more social, more fun atmosphere?
They like coming because it's for the holidays, and it gives them ideas of what to do for Thanksgiving, Christmas. Gives them ideas what to do when they're entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives them an idea to try things and get ideas from the people pouring what to do with different type. So there was a gentleman there that wasn't in competition with the table next to him. He reached over, grabbed something off that person's table, took something from his table, and created something there for the customer to try because they were talking about a certain cocktail. Well, then you should try this. The person next to him, he just grabs her and he made up a cocktail right then and there.
Wow.
And it was really good.
That's cool.
Well, Sharon, nice, you know, we brought in both of the brothers from Trail and Triangle Liquor Stores.
Yes.
And the New Year's, Tuesday. Tuesday mm-hmm. will be a New Year's. And they were graceful enough to bring us a nice big bottle of champagne. So we want to wish all the listeners out there, and I'm going to pop it live on the radio, Happy New Year's and safe 2019.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Whoa!
Oh, I did shake that before.
There you go. Definitely wearing it now.
That's okay. So what I'm going to do is pour us a glass. You want some?
Oh, I'll try a little bit, of course.
That one has a crack on the
bottom. That's okay. We'll do it real quick.
Here. Oh, fun.
I'll take this one.
Well, there's one for you. Sharon, we'll give it right here.
Oh, there you go. Sure.
There you go.
Thank you. Yes.
I heard him when he...
Here you go. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're okay.
Everyone?
Cheers.
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 Thanks for having us.
Happy 2019. And thanks for all the callers for the whole year. We've had a lot of guests, and we've had a lot of coupons we've given out. And we want to say Happy New Year's to everyone and to be safe mm-hmm. out there. And, this song makes me sad in a way. What did you say to do with the champagne?
Well, take the Schomburg, put it in the glass first for a little bit. So, see, some people like dry, some like sweet. Well, instead of buying two champagnes, you get a little bit of Schomburg. Pour a little bit in the glass, about an ounce and a half, depending on how sweet. And then pour the champagne, kicks it up. Then you have yourself something sweet.
And it gives it a little bit more extra kick.
Nice raspberry. It's really nice, yes.
So is this true champagne, or they call this sparkling?
Oh, no, French. That's Veuve Clicquot.
Oh, really?
One of my favorite ones. Their rosé is fantastic. That and Roeder are probably the two I go between.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Sharon, we want to thank the people from Trail and Liquors, Lawrence and Lucas, for joining us here on 89.1 FM. And they're the home of premium wine, spirits, and beers. It was a fast hour. And we want to thank all the callers for calling in. And what are we going to have next week? We're going to have Generation Nutrition on. And
very nice.
Yeah, and in January, what we're going to do is we're going to be trying to focus on some diets, different diet things.
Okay.
Do you guys do anything with calories? Do you guys show that? I mean, do people ask about that?
I consume a lot.
Yeah, actually, they do. But there is... there is some things live, but not as much demand for as it used to be.
They look at the sparkling waters now.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah, yeah, with the 1 gram of carb and, so you got 80, 90 calories.
So you guys deal with some waters, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Flavored water. We just got in this week a brand new flavored, just a water, just not sparkling.
Mm-hmm. No flavor. It's water with alcohol.
No,
right?
It's water with alcohol. It's got some flavor.
It does?
No, it's just flavor, but it's just water. It just came in this week.
No.
Still, not
new stuff. It's just still water.
I mean, you guys thinking about putting any cross with any food, sandwiches? You got anything
can't
like that?
Can't do it. It's illegal in the state.
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we can't.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Really? So anything you can sell is chips and peanuts and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all we can do. We can, anything that's involved with alcohol, if it has alcohol in it, we can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we'll talk off air about something.
The Indiana laws are still very antiquated in many ways.
Yeah. Well, how about opening Sundays? How's that treating you?
Well, I think we preferred to have the day off. Yeah, I thought so.
Does it kind of spread it out a little bit?
It's a great convenience for the customer.
Yeah.
It's good.
It helped the stores along the borders of the states.
Yeah.
It prevents customers from leaving Indiana to go to other states. For us, it just spread it out. Other than during the holidays, I think it helped us during the holidays a little bit. But it spread it out pretty much for us.
So, again, I want to thank Lawrence, and I want to thank Lucas from Triangle Liquors and Trailwind Liquors, the home of premium wine, spirits, and beers, for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. And thanks for joining us on Let's Eat with my buddy Sharon Jackson, and it's me, Chef Nick. And I want to wish everyone out there in the listening audience a happy and safe new year. And all I got to say to everyone is ciao.